Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Shut the front door.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Imani Coppola.
That was totally my fault. I'm so sorry.
You're sat without... Listen, watch your language, but you're such a dick. What were you doing?
Wait, it wasn't me. This phone, the caller ID was set to, like, go straight to voicemail for, like, unknown IDs or whatever.
It's so nice.
Wait.
We're on the air now.
You're not allowed to curse?
I'm going to let you have... I will let you have one S word. That's it. So you've got to use... I said an S word, not an F word.
Oh, whoops.
This could be the shortest interview. This is so dangerous having Imani on live. We've only...
especially after I was just agitated trying to figure out, like, how to figure this, you know, whatever. Hey, happy Halloween. How are you?
Oh, I miss you so much, Imani. How are you doing?
I miss you too. I'm actually good.
I know this
for
is
Halloween this year. I am good.
This is unprecedented because normally both of us are bad, and Imani's a friend, and we haven't actually been in touch for a little while, but we message each other when we're both feeling miserable or having a relapse or whatever.
We're about to jump.
We quite often get in touch like, I'm going to kill myself. I'm definitely going to do it.
I'll jump. No one gets to jump.
It's like a suicidal Mexican standoff and everyone survives. But at the moment, I think I'm all right. And you messaged me today saying you're all right.
I'm freaking okay, dude. Like, I'm sorry to call you dude. but literally the day I started taking this there it goes.
Imani, Jesus.
Press the red button.
I pressed it. I've only got two presses left. Jeez.
Okay, I'll keep it together. It's just like when I get passionate, I curse.
Yeah, okay. Well, just
I'm passionate about my well-being.
Have a cool shower. Go and have a cold shower. And
It's Halloween.
Yeah.
And, like, people are dressing up their dogs now. It's just absurd.
Well,
the
now,
whole
terrible
neighborhood
business.
Smells like a dirty diaper.
Well, Imani...
You don't need to dress up your infant.
Here's the thing. You're a cat person. I'm a cat person. Catherine has recently become a cat person.
Yeah.
She dressed up her kitten.
Oh, congratulations, cat.
Thanks, but I did something that you disapprove of because my cat had bat wings on for, like, 15 seconds before she ripped them off.
But did you take her outside?
No.
It's trick-or-treating dog bones.
I took a quick picture of her, apologized, and removed the stupid bat wings.
That's fine. It belongs on the internet. It does not belong outside. These dogs are pissed off.
So what are these dogs dressed up as then?
You know, bumblebees, other animals. No one wants to be themselves anymore.
The best thing, I couldn't put clothes on my cats because my cats are nuts. They just keep bringing me dead animals. Last night I got in, Imani.
Oh, yeah. What was up with that, man? That freaked me out. So, yeah, you tell me.
Last night I came in. There was a dead mouse and a dead rat embracing. There was
embracing.
They were embracing.
They've been placed in some sort of position.
There was a mouse that had been skinned. And then the black and white one does that a lot. And then this morning...
What the hell? Wait, first of all, a lot? Why do you have mice, so many mice in your...
Brexit.
What's going on, Ian?
It's Brexit. It's because of Brexit, we've got so many mice over here. And that's why we voted to leave Europe, so all the mice go back home to their own stinking countries.
Okay. Well, you guys are responsible for the mice here.
Oh, we are, aren't we? I think we are.
MRFers. You MRFers. All right, we went on a tangent. I think we were talking about something.
We were talking
about... Oh, it doesn't matter.
We were talking about you feeling okay.
Pat. Oh, yeah, you're happy. Pat.
Oh, right. Yes, antidepressants. Hell yeah. I get to feel good.
Yeah.
However, singing is a, you know, it's a battle. Now, like, you always got to work harder. Like, sleeping is impossible. Having an orgasm is... Forget it.
Imani, listen, we have talked about this because I'm on antidepressants and it's a known thing and we've talked about it on the show. It's almost impossible. It's not completely impossible. It's almost impossible for me to come, right?
Yeah,
As one of my listeners said, it's like running a really good marathon and they keep moving the finishing line. But so we know it works for men, but you're saying it's the same for women on antidepressants as well.
Oh, my God, absolutely.
Wowzers.
Why would it be any different? It's just like it's almost incredible how long it takes and like how much concentration and effort you have to put into it. But it makes sense if like if you're whatever the hell antidepressants do chemically, yeah. I don't know, but. It's the same thing that, like, makes it easy to sing. It's the same thing that makes it difficult. Like, those feelings, those emotions, those nerves, whatever the hell it
is. Thank you. Well done.
That makes you sing, easy to sing, it's no longer there. So it's the sacrifice.
But is it? It's not that thing, is it? I kind of buy into it a little bit. To do good art, let's call it art, you've got to be a... You got to be in pain a little bit. Can you do good art if you're feeling happy?
I've never tried. I've never need. I like art is like an antidepressant for me. It's what I do to like channel all of those emotions. But I also feel like way too much. I feel way too much. The average person does not feel as much as I do. It's not healthy. So, like, I was thinking the same thing today. I was just like, okay, well, here we are again. And this is exactly why you stop taking them every time you go on, because you're sacrificing everything, you know? But you don't want to kill yourself. So it's like, what the hell? What do I do? So I decided I'm just going to do it for, you know, winter is difficult. The sun going down at 4 p.m. is just, I'm in bed by 5 and, you know. I'm just going to get through the winter. Spring happens. All of the natural flutterings of life and all of that inspiration happens. And hopefully I won't. But then there's the other part. I have to wean myself off and deal with all of that unpleasantness. Which
coming
is
off them
is
a
politely.
Nightmare. Coming off them is a nightmare.
Oh,
I tried to come off before Christmas last year, and I was for months, and it was horrible. I was going insane. I was in tears. I was getting terrible headaches, and then it was awful, man.
Brain zaps.
Yeah, the
vertigo,
brain zaps.
Nausea. Oh God, insomnia. Ugh. Yeah, so much to look forward to.
Okay, but you're feeling.
But I like going outside and not wanting to murder people. You know, like all of these dark thoughts that I have no control over, like Tourette's of like evil thoughts in my brain. I don't have access to them.
When I was in New York, not when I brought the kids to meet you, but when I was there, I can't remember if it was before, I think it was before, and we met up and we went on the ferry and we spent the whole ferry journey, I think, plotting the perfect murder, didn't we?
Oh my God, yes, we were talking about murder, like in-depth descriptions of how we would murder people, but not in like an evil way, in such a casual way.
Yeah,
like the casual nature of how we were discussing this in like a, you know, surrounded by children.
But so casual that it literally, if one of us had said to the other one, "Well, should we go and do it now?
Let's kill this person."
We would have done it. It was relaxed.
I think that is true. You know, that's not true. I think one of us eventually would have. Talked one the other out, sort of like how we talked each other out.
No, not at all. Ten years later, one of us would have squealed to the feds and would have done a plea bargain, and the other one would have got the chair. That's how it works over there. What a movie, though. What a movie. The protagonist is... I think it's your best album ever. But I'm wondering I'm wondering if I'm saying that because it's new. I don't think I am, because I heard it ages ago before it came out, so I've kind of lived with it for a while. I think it's your best album, and you know, that's going up against things like Black and White and you know, stuff like that, which is an amazing album. You must be really proud of this one.
Or not? I am. No, of course I am. But I mean, I would have felt more proud, you know, sooner after it was completed. Yeah. Like now, it's about a year old to me, and I'm just like, God, would this thing just be over so I could move on? You know. But with that said,
How come it took a year to get it out?
Well, that's what happens. When you partner with a label, you have to set up. You got to do photo shoots. You have to like put a timeline together for publicists. It just slows down the process. So your record is done. By the way, it's taking great effort to not just curse.
You're doing so well, Imani. We are so proud of her, aren't we, Catherine?
And I might add, you know, I remember the last time I spoke, I think I promised you I wouldn't talk about my PMS, but somehow we always manage to do an interview when I'm PMSing. This is
your fault because you keep... I think I put it off first, then you put it off, and then this is the way it's meant to be.
Everything is my fault. Everything in the world.
It's not, Imani. It's my fault. I'm a useless piece of shit. I'm worthless.
That is the most narcissistic crap ever. Like, we are probably two of the biggest narcissists ever.
I think so.
That guilt, like feeling guilty for everything, like owning all of the suffering in the world.
Yeah.
That's narcissism.
Yeah. Catherine's just nodding very sagely.
Oh, God.
Say,
yes, she is.
I mean, this is how I survive. Just let him crack on. I'll just nod and wave.
So are you bored? You're bored of it then?
Oh, not to downplay. Deflecting? I absolutely was deflecting. No, it's just like, you have to understand. At this point, I've listened to the album at least 7,000 times.
Yeah.
Like, no exaggeration. And like, even when it's done and you're sick of it, you still have to listen because you got to like go back and talk to like, you got to be interviewed and you don't remember like stuff.
Yeah.
And now I'm putting a band together. So now I'm going to freaking play it more.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on
Learn
a second.
Learn it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hang on. Everybody cool out. Just cool out. So are you going to do some live shows?
You know what? And I think this is really what's making me miserable in life. As much as I don't want to admit it, I miss playing. I miss singing. I know I'm old and I'm tired and I'm lazy about it, but I'm just doing so much other things, but not enough things. So many other things. Not enough things to make me feel fulfilled and happy. Like sitting in front of a computer promoting crap on social media is not doing anything for my spirit. It's like bringing it down.
Yeah.
So I gotta like get back to the basics and play music with people. Music was intended to be played with other people, not by yourself. Like, so I spoke with my label dude the other day, and he was like, "Hey, Monty, everything about maybe promoting on a stage with a band, like
such a controversial idea." Wow, yeah.
Well, I mean, obviously there are the usual things I say, like I don't have the money. You know, it would be nice if a label provided some sort of support. Instead, he suggested I get a bunch of credit cards and move balances.
Wow.
Like no interest APR thing. That's how it is nowadays.
Yeah.
That's how bands are surviving on the road. They're putting everything on credit. I'm like, dude, I put 5 of my past albums on credit cards. I have a lot of money that I owe. So now you're like, so anyway, it doesn't matter. I just have to shut the hell up and do what makes me happy, and who cares how much it costs, you know? Excuse me, there's an idiot on a freaking motorcycle.
Is he dressed as a bumblebee?
Or a dog dressed as a bumblebee. That's the next. I would like to say the S word, but I'm not going to.
You can say the S word once.
Say it.
So the next cool, trendy Halloween costume is a human being dressed up as a dog, dressed up as a bumblebee. Yeah.
Oh, Imani, do it.
Paint that picture, baby. I'll buy that one.
Hello, happy Halloween. Thank you.
There's yeah. New York.
I like layers.
A little bit of New York life there, you see. I love it, man.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
So it's good. Yeah. You're going to do it. You're going to go and not dress up as a bumblebee, but
I'm
going to
do it. But like, here's the problem: now that like I'm on this antidepressant and I'm, like I don't have much social anxiety anymore,
right?
So now that I feel like I could get on a stage again, I'm not terrified. And there it goes again.
That was it. You're allowed the 1S. You're allowed 1S.
Okay.
You've used it. Beautiful.
All right, done. But now I have no voice, so I have to like really work hard on singing through this, and I know it's possible. I've done this before. It's just my voice is different, and before I took these pills, I was, like, singing my butt off because I've been through so much, and all of it was just in my throat and in my chest and, like, just coming out of me, and now I have to work so hard to get that sensation. So I'm just going to have to work harder. That's it, period. And, obviously, incentive to quit smoking. And another thing is these antidepressants, I have no desire to smoke or drink, and it's just fantastic. Or eat, for that matter. So it's I'm going to lose weight, quit drinking, quit smoking.
I would suggest eating a little bit.
Drink some water. You'd be a husk of a woman.
I don't want to pass out.
If you do some shows, would that be like weird if I came over and saw you do some shows? Is that like then, have I then crossed the line into...
No, would it be weird if I came to you?
You keep saying you're going to come over and
never
do.
You know what? I'm just going to credit card. The rest of my life, I'm just going to just max out credit cards.
Do it.
I'm just going to do what I want to do in this life and see what happens. I'm tired of being afraid of my future. And, like, you know, it's a terrifying time being 40, essentially unemployed. Like, I'm a freaking artist.
Yeah.
How the hell is that happening? You know?
How?
But I can't be terrified anymore. That's, like, it's really just crushing me.
And for those who don't know, you do the music, you do painting, you do lots of different stuff. I'm friends with you on Facebook. How do you put up with the crap you get on Facebook? Because I saw someone the other day lecturing you. If you want to be an artist, Imani, you have to suffer.
You know who that is?
Who's that?
That's my aunt's freaking ex-girlfriend. All right, Mel. Mel needs to shut the F up. I hope she's listening.
There's a reason why she's an ex.
I was watching that conversation thinking, this is going to get very fruity in a second. You need to suffer for your art if you want to be an artist.
Stop,
what art does this woman pump out then? Apart from BS.
You know, Mel is an artist, you know, whatever. And maybe she lives with her mom. Maybe that's the great sacrifice she made for her art.
Yeah.
But, I'm not doing that. I'm not about to go move in with mom and dad. So
how
I can
is...
paint big murals.
Way!
There we go.
God damn it. Yeah, sorry.
How is your mom? I saw a lovely picture of it was the record launch the other week and your mum was there. Your mum's got MS like my mum's got MS. And she looks, your mum looks so similar to my mum. I don't know if it is the MS, I don't know what, but I just
looked at that.
She looks so similar to my mum. It was incredible.
Cool.
I'll send
you. No, there's something. Isn't there, like, don't you guys share a birthday or something like that?
When 9th of June?
Doesn't your mom and my mom have? I don't know.
My mom's 2nd of October.
Okay, no, that is incorrect.
There is another. They're right. There is another coincidence somewhere.
I don't remember what it is. But
how's your mom? She looks lovely. I want to meet her.
Yeah, she's sweet. I love her. You know, I love my parents so much. They've been through so much, and they're just hanging in there and still lovely people. What is she doing? She's tutoring. She's writing her books. You know, she's always brainstorming a new book idea and like. She manages to get it done.
What books is she writing?
She wrote a book called The Meek, which is a science fiction, like a dystopian science fiction book.
Wow.
I guess she's working on the sequel, and she's got other stories. She's very involved in these writers' groups.
Yeah.
She stays involved, and that's what keeps her going. You know, her brain is always reading, always writing, and she does Reiki. She does a lot of Reiki. That helps.
My mom gave up, and that's kind of, I think, what set her back so much is that she just kind of went, I got this.
Right.
I'm out. I'm done. I'm just going to let this take over. And, you know, it's interesting to hear you say your mom just keeps going.
You don't have to be sick to do that. I mean, that happens to people who are healthy.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Up. Your body follows.
Yeah.
Mind follows. So, that's how she keeps it. She holds the whole family together.
Yeah.
This woman in her wheel-like scooter situation. She drives still. You know, it's automated for disabled people.
Yeah.
It's her. Paying the bills, running the show, you know. It's always been her. So she's my hero.
You know I love you, right? And I think you're brilliant. But the thing that swung it even more so is the way you treated my boys when I brought my boys to New York. Was it last year? Maybe I don't remember when it was. And my boys are really shy and quite quiet when it comes to meeting new people, and they don't really say anything. And I said, we're going to meet my friend Imani. And I showed her. They knew your records because we've been playing it a lot in the car. And I showed them a couple of your videos. And so they were really excited to meet a pop star. You know, this is a pop star in their world and in the real world. And then we came down the street and I said, I think that's her. And there was this crazy woman just flossing in the middle of the street. And straight away, man, you won the boys over. And my youngest, who is kind of quite
flossing,
clingy.
That's right. I used to be obsessed with the
boys. You were doing it. You're flossing in the street.
It's dance. Of course you're going to win over a kid if you do the floss.
But
that's
you
like,
took us to
all
see...
all you have to do, floss.
You took us to see a film that was not really age appropriate. And it had subtitles. It's about a cave boy losing his dad.
I am clueless, yeah.
But you introduced the boys to hot butter pump on popcorn, which we don't have over here. And my youngest came and sat next to you in the cinema. That's never happened before in my life.
I wanted to cuddle with him. I was like so ready to just get into cuddling.
He'd have done it. They love you, man. They're constantly asking when they're going to see you again and how you're doing. And
they
love
great.
You.
They are wonderful kids. I love them. I love them. And they, you know, they were all wiling out on the streets of New York, and I had my eye on them on traffic.
You were wicked. You were great with them. I was, and here's the thing. This is, I think I told you this, Kath. I was in New York. I had a kind of like a sudden panic, not panic attack, but I suddenly got really, God, this is awful. The boys aren't enjoying it. I've got no money. What am I doing here? It was like very early in the divorce and stuff. And Imani sent me a message saying, if you want, I'll take the boys off you for a day. You can have a sleep.
You mentioned that. That's incredible.
You're a really special human being, Imani Coppola. I want you to know that.
Seriously, I get it. I understand. It's hard. I mean, I don't have children, but I can't even imagine what it would be like to be going through all of that and be responsible for two young boys.
Yeah.
And have to keep it together and be a role model for them and set an example while you're divorcing their mother. It's very difficult. I completely understand.
But what I'm saying in a roundabout way is I think you're special. And we don't speak enough. And you're one of my favorite people in the world. And I love you. And you're definitely one of the most talented people I've ever met. And I've worked with Ricky Gervais, for God's sakes.
Whoa. Oh. He's great.
He was funny back then. He's not so funny now.
But you're great.
Yeah, well.
Everyone's great now.
Everyone's great, man. Everyone's great. This will take these.
That is not true.
By the name. By the way, what's the name of your antidepressant? Ecstasy? What the hell?
It's called Effexor. Effexor. Oh.
Hey,
yeah.
Baby! We're on the same drug.
Are we? We're twin.
We're drug buddies.
Hell yeah.
We're drug buddies. That's the one that gives the electric shocks. That's the one. You forget that for a day.
So you could tell me more details about it.
You forget that for a day. Today, I thought I'd taken one, but then by about 1 o'clock this afternoon, when I turned my head, it was like you get traces. And so you turn your head and you can see lines. And I thought, I'm gonna take another one because I'm not sure if I've had one or not.
Oh, wow.
The electric shocks.
Wow.
Man. Yeah.
Darn. Would you mind if I asked you how many milligrams you're
I am on 150.
Okay, I'm on the low dose. I only started on Monday. I'm on like 37.5.
Okay, well.
I really kind of want to keep it low because if I ever want to have an orgasm again, you got to at least try not to up the dose. And
your arm starts aching, you get bored. The number of times, money, I've started and half an hour later gone, I'm just going to go to sleep now. This ain't happening.
Oh, but don't you feel doesn't that make you feel awful?
Yeah, of course it does. It's terrible. But I don't want to... Yeah. I'm not looking around joking, but actually serious. I'm not looking around my house wondering what could take the weight of me hanging from a bit of rope, which is where I have been, as you both know. So.
I know. I completely get it. I get it. So whatever.
Okay. Well, listen.
Small sacrifices.
We I don't think we've plugged the album at all. Right. So we should do that because your record company.
But we plugged Effexor.
we plugged the.
Maybe we could get a free prescription. My insurance is about to run out.
We've plugged the Big Pharma. Right. The protagonist. It's on. It's like digital, but there are 300 CDs. I've just ordered one today, so it's limited edition. Where is the best place, and I'm going to post all the links and stuff on Twitter, where is the best place to go and get the protagonist for you?
For my benefit?
Yeah, which one puts more money in your pocket?
I'll never make a dime off of any album I ever put out.
No, really?
I don't make anything, man. Maybe 7 years I'll get a check for $50. But, either way, it doesn't matter. Digital or... compact disc. I have a pet peeve about calling it a physical CD. It's like freaking CD is already physical. You don't need to say CD. It's a compact disc. You hear me?
Gosh.
You heard?
And it's also on.
You understand? Do you call it physical?
I call it physical, yeah. I call it physical.
You do not.
I call it a physical release. It's tangible.
Well, that makes sense.
I call
that,
it
that makes sense.
Tangible.
But a physical CD is redundant. You know?
Physical release sounds more like the thing you were talking about before we started talking about the music again.
I thought you couldn't do a physical release.
A word from Cass.
All right, so you can get it on iTunes. If you're not worried about the money, you can get it on iTunes, you lazy scumbags, or you can get it on Bandcamp. I think that's where I got it earlier on, and that's where you can also order the CD. It's a joy. We're going to play another couple of tracks throughout the night because we love it. Give me.
Were you live when you were trying to call me earlier?
Yeah. Yes, mate.
Oh, that must have been a fumbly moment.
Yeah, well, that's the show. I mean, that's the act. It doesn't get any better than that. Give me two songs to play throughout the night and not the one. Don't try and trick me with the one that's got the C-bomb in it, please.
Oh, man, I was going to say that one, but there's a clean version. I need to get you that. I forget what I replaced the C word with. Runt? Okay.
Runt.
Songs to play. Probably play the Sage song, you know.
Oh yeah. I like that one. Yeah. I like that one. Yes. The others. I'm not so and go on, give us one more. Give us one more, or shall I just choose one later?
All right. I like Lighthouse a lot because I actually wrote that with you in my mind because you were going through such a struggle and you felt really isolated and you were talking a lot about loneliness and I get it. You're on the air. You're talking to a million people. Yes, you're a bit of a celebrity, but there's a loneliness involved in that. You know, you're I don't know. I just get it, and that's why I wrote that song. And a lot of my friends go through that crap, and I just want them to feel like, hey, you got me. You got me. And I'm going through the same crap, so as long as we could relate, I think we could get through this.
I love you, Marnie. You're the best. You're the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll speak soon. I'll give you a proper call and we'll have
a chat. Yeah, definitely. I want to talk more about this stuff that we're on.
All right.
These drugs.
Take care, Marnie. We'll speak soon. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Marnie.
Marnie Coppola, the album is The Protagonist. It's a joy. We'll play those songs a little bit later on. Yeah, the Lighthouse song, that's the one when I heard it, like, it was more than a year ago, because I was living in that flat. And I said to her, this song, it feels, some of the words feel really familiar. She went, yeah, you said a lot of it on that ferry when we were planning to murder people. I was like, oh, right, that's how it works. OK, we haven't taken any breaks. We're in a terrible position. The switchboard, give us a call, 0344 499 1000. That was Imani Coppola, COPPOLA. The album is The Protagonist. It's a joy. It's an absolute, absolute joy. It's just wonderful. I'll post links and stuff in a bit. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.